When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We're going to start with a case yesterday that finished in court in Cork. A very tragic case, and it had been going on for some time. The C103 GA commentator, Paddy Palmer, was killed in a hit-and-run accident. And yesterday, the man responsible for that was sentenced. But that was the end of the case. But for the family, they gave one of the two members of, his family gave some of those eloquent victim impact statements you'll ever hear given in a court in Ireland. Mairead Tuig from 96 FM was there. Good morning to you, Mairead.
Good morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, Mairead, you were in the court yesterday. First of all, can you tell us about the verdict, about the sentence?
Yeah, so Joe, the verdict, of course, was a guilty verdict, and that was delivered after the trial, and the sentence was handed down yesterday. And it was just yesterday afternoon that Bodin Bezverky, with an address at Rigsdale House in Ballinhasic, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison, and it was 7.5 years, and it was 18 months suspended. Now, he was also disqualified from driving for 10 years, and as I say, that 7.5 year jail sentence with the last year and a half suspended at Cork Circuit Criminal Court yesterday. Now, it was backdated to the 31st of December 2022, so up to now, I suppose that's about a year and a half that he's already spent in prison, in custody, and he was given that 6 year sentence yesterday. And I suppose just looking at some of the comments that Judge Jonathan Dunphy made, he of course expressed his condolences to the Palmer family, and he applauded their strength and dignity. But he spoke about the case, and he said it's a tragic case, and it related to December 29th, 2022 at Dunkerin Cross in Inishannon, when Mr. Palmer was driving his Peugeot car along a road he was very familiar with when the defendant exited from a minor road onto the main road, and that he was found guilty of dangerous driving causing death. And he spoke about the aggravating factors, and he said one of those was a video made by 35-year-old Bodin Bezverky the previous day, where he recorded himself driving his BMW 5 Series car at Curraheen in County Cork at speeds of 200 kilometres per hour. And to that, he actually had pleaded guilty to dangerous driving. And in relation to the day of the crash, which was the 29th of December 2022, that caused Paddy Palmer's death, Bodin Bezverky pleaded guilty to four charges, and those related to leaving the scene of the crash after witnessing the late Mr. Palmer's car turning over. And to look more, I suppose, at those aggravating factors, there was a number of texts sent by Bodin Bezverky to family and friends shortly after the collision, and some of those texts he said, you know, I'm in the wrong 100%, I drove off, I was drunk. He said, there's no excuse for me, I'm guilty of it all. Another text he sent said, I will be jailed, I left the scene of a road traffic accident drunk. So there was a number of texts there, and they were further aggravating factors. And that's just some of what Judge Jonathan Dunphy went through yesterday when he was handing down sentence yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, that's extraordinary. The day before, videoing himself. Now, 200 kilometres an hour, that's double the speed limit, basically, at Curraheen. I mean, it's... And because with the family of Paddy Palmer, what one of the things that they touched on in the victim impact statements is that there wasn't originally a plea from the guilty man, was there?
Yeah, so I suppose in Claire Palmer Pagadis, it would be Paddy's eldest daughter, and part of her her victim impact statement just said, you know, that they found the two trials and the false start before that hard to take. And she said to hear her father being blamed for this incident was very offensive. She said said a man that had only respect by every single person he came in contact with, not just in the county but the entire country, grieved when they heard the news of Dad's tragic passing. And she said to hear her father being blamed for this accident is hurtful, and said even at this late stage, if the accused man had showed any sign of remorse and could at least realise the effect his actions have had obviously on her father, she said, but on the rest of us for the remainder of our lives, it would be of some comfort, but this remorse has never been seen. So their words there from her victim impact statement.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I mean, we've talked about the guilty man, but let's talk about Paddy Pamela and his family as well, because like I said, you know, victim impact statements are often powerful and difficult to give, but the victim impact statements yesterday, I think one of the things that really struck me about them was they really painted a picture of an extraordinary man, a loved man, a family man, but also a real well-known and respected face of the GAA and voice of the GAA in Cork. And his daughter spoke very eloquently, I think, of how it had impacted her, because she had been due to get married and had to postpone her wedding, I believe.
She did, yeah. So Claire had delivered her victim impact statement on behalf of herself, her mom Colette, and her sister Emily, and she said, yeah, that the absence of their father has left irreplaceable voids in their family milestones, and she said there are moments he would have cherished and integrally would have been involved in. And on a personal note, she said that she got married to her own best friend and now husband Nicholas several weeks ago, and that she'd postponed last year's date following those heartbreaking few months before. And she said, you know, not having your father there to walk you down the aisle, which she said, you know, it's every girl's dream, she said it was simply heartbreaking. And she spoke about the wedding time. She said, you know, having to place her father's buttonhole of flowers on his grave instead of her mom pinning it to his suit, she said that was utterly distressing. And she said, you know, it was a day that should have been the happiest day in their family's lives. And then she went on to talk about her own son Lucas, and Lucas was only 3 months at the time of the accident. And she said, you know, Lucas has been deprived of not just a grandfather, but she said one of the finest role models he could ever have had. And that's just so sad to think that he was only 3 months old at the time. And like they spoke about that, you know, I suppose the incident happened on the 29th of December, just days after Christmas in 2022. And she said, you know, moments before the accident, after spending his first and last Christmas with his first grandchild, Lucas, you know, he left their home to meet a work colleague for a simple coffee and a catch up. And he shared his usual morning moment with Claire's mother, Colette, and a big wave goodbye and the usual cheeky smile, she said. And then he was struck by a vehicle that then left the scene only 500 metres from their family house, and she said never to return alive again.
Yeah, because that's part, one of the aspects of what happened was it was so close to the family home, they would have known within minutes of what had happened. They would have been, you know, family members would have been first on the scene there. His brother, John, he spoke very eloquently as well, I thought, and also touched on how Paddy will be missed. Paddy Power will be missed. You know, this this summer GAA season, which he was always such an integral part of. And I think he talked as well about the wider community, about the clubs that he was involved in, the people that he was involved with.
He did, yeah. So John spoke on behalf of himself, Dennis and Richie, who were Paddy's brothers, and Paddy was the eldest, and he said, you know, that he was always there for us. He was the best person to get advice and guidance from, no matter what the problem was. And he said Paddy always did it in a non-judgmental way. And as you mentioned there, Joe, you know, when the summer season kicked in, Paddy, he said, was on the airways where everyone would all tune in to listen to his magic commentary on the big games. You know, he said he had the ability to turn a bad game into a good game. And he said that these games, they now have a different meaning for us, he said, because we'll never hear that magic commentary again. And he spoke about Christmas time. He said Paddy would always ring the three of them on Christmas Day. And he said that the last time that they all spoke to him was Christmas Day 2022. And then on the 29th of December, he was seriously injured in the horrific RTA. And he said Christmas 2023, Christmas just gone, was very difficult for us all, he said. You know, he said it was the first time for as long as they can all remember that they did not hear Paddy's voice, and that, you know, that they'll never hear it again. And he just said, you know, Christmas was always a happy time spent with family, but he said, you know, going forward, it won't be a happy time for them anymore, because he said Paddy is no longer here to be part of his family.
Yeah, and I think it speaks a lot to the grace and to the class of the family, the wider family, that they took time out in that victim impact statement to thank everybody who had helped them in the aftermath of the accident, and Gardaí and Bandon, the staff in Cork University Hospital. It's a tragedy that obviously is not going to leave them, but I think what came out of the victim impact statements and a lot of what people have been saying about Paddy Palmer is he was a much loved figure who will be remembered for many years to come.
He really will, Joe. And you mentioned there about all the thanks, and it was Claire who had expressed thanks, you know, those in Bandon Garda Station who'd guided them through such a difficult time, and that they continue to do so. You mentioned it there to the all in COH, the staff in A&E and ITU, and Claire said, you know, their dedication and care go unnoticed until one faces such a tragedy. They thanked the community of Inishannon, the country. You know, she said that people's messages of condolences and the constant letters on how Dad Paddy had impacted their daily lives have been, she said, a huge comfort, and that they continue to be. And all of his colleagues at St. Brogan's College in Bandon, C103 at 96FM, the Evening Echo, the Bandon Opinion, Valley Rovers, and all his colleagues at the Celtic Ross Hotel, you know, she said that your support has been so thoughtful, cherished. And she said, you know, that they know as the family that everyone there are also grieving a significant loss as well. And she just said about, you know, as they navigate through this tumultuous period, that her hope is for justice to be served today. Of course, this was yesterday, and not only as a legal necessity, but as a crucial step in their healing process. And she thanked them for allowing the family the opportunity to express the impact that the last 18 months has caused to them, and, you know, will continue to cause them as a family.
Okay, Marid, 2 weeks, thanks very much.
Thanks,
for that report.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.